tough critic of yourself. How are you think you're doing? Like, today, a couple picks today. What do you think it's been like for you so far at camp?
Yeah, it's been actually really good. You know, we have a system of how we chart things since I've been with Coach Downing. Every camp, every OTA, all those things, and I've progressed. You know, the percentage that I've progressed from last year to this year are just like, it's awesome, you know, and I want to always stay on that trend. Now, that kind of stuff, that's going to happen. You know, TJ made a great jump. He read the play and he jumped it. I mean, that kind of stuff's going to happen. As long as I'm going to the right place with the ball, I'll be okay. But if I'm making dumb decisions, then I'll be mad. But as long as we're going in the right direction, which, you know, based on the charts we are, that lets me know, okay, I'm doing the right things in the off season. I'm doing the right things, film study wise, and so on and so forth. But I got to make those better. Absolutely.
You talk about the progression. Is it more about decision making that's better, accuracy, or something else?
Both. Decision making, accuracy. You know, just giving guys catchable balls. You know, that's always the main thing. You know, and that's a wide range of things. It's not throwing a heater and bouncing off someone running back's chest or too high or those kind of things. It's just knowing the game and knowing who can do what. And obviously that takes time. But, you know, the big thing for me is we have an accuracy percentage that we go off of. And, you know, I just always want to make sure that number is always going up. You know, and that comes from footwork. That comes from timing and all those things.
In your system, can you throw a ball that's caught but still be an inaccurate pass by your standards?
It'll be a completion, but it won't be a two. A two is a perfect ball. A zero means bad throw, incomplete, and it was incomplete because of the throw. And a one is, yeah, it's catchable, but we could have better. Yeah. Yep.
So that's the chart? That's what constitutes it? Those types of numbers?
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
You got a nice crowd for a Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
You notice any type of difference in the fanfare this spring training as opposed to years past?
It's no surprise. You know, it always makes me wonder, you know, how do they get out of work, you know, get over here, you know, but that's our fans, man. You know, they're loyal. They're here, and that's why we love them. That's why we love playing for them. But it's I can't say it's a surprise because that's what we expect.
Derek, you've always been a hungry guy, played with an edge. But in what ways did that just reach a different level after Christmas Eve and everything that you went through?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, like you said, I've always been someone that is so competitive, so passionate when I play. But when I broke my ankle, I think we talked about it last time. It made me realize just how thankful I am. And I'm a pretty thankful guy. But it made me realize how thankful I am, not for the football stuff, but to be able to walk my kids and put them in bed, to be able to, you know, have my son, you know, bump his knee and I can go walk over and pick him up. Because there were times when I broke my ankle, he had fall down or do something and I couldn't get there, you know. And so that's the stuff I'm thankful for. Now to be back out here going into our first preseason game, it's just like, I mean, I'm just having so much fun. That's all I've tried to do this camp. Honestly, my main focus every day is coming out here is just have fun. Because, like everyone knows, it can go just like that.
Derek, will you talk about the connection you're building with Jared Cook?
Yes. Yeah, it's fun. you know, he's a guy that creates the biggest mismatches because safeties typically aren't fast enough. And good enough cover guys, and linebackers are too slow, and you can't put a corner on him because, you know, he can just muscle you out of the way. You know, he's an amazing matchup to have, especially complimentary once we get all of our pieces out there. You know, I don't know the last time we've had a practice where all of our offense is really playing together. You know, so once we're all out there and rolling together, that's going to be fun to see how much of a mismatch he has been.
What does it do for the offense as a whole when you have that mismatch with him?
Oh man, it takes a lot of pressure off Crab. It takes a lot of pressure off Coop. Coop, and it makes people decide who do they want in the football game. Do they want a safety playing linebacker? Do they want another DB? Do they just want to zone it off? What do they want to do? And so the type of personnel that we have dictates a lot of those things.
I'm sure it's not just one factor, but to what do you attribute the progress you've made on Todd's chart?
Oh man, goodness, everything. It's a constant work in progress. Like, there will never be a time that I stand up here and say, hey man, I'm perfect on the whole thing. Now I'm gonna try my best, and he's gonna grade me really hard to make sure I don't get there. But you know, with my decisions, my accuracy, my completions, I just want to always make sure that number's going up, you know, and make sure that it gets to a point where, you know, we're completing, you know, 90% of our passes throughout a whole training camp.
anything technique-wise or footwork-wise that you think that you has really helped you this season that you focused on?
No, it's just continuing to do the things Coach Downing tells us every day. He drills a lot of the same things, but just making those so muscle memory that every single throw is 10 out of 10. You know, we're at the point now where, yeah, it can be 9 out of 10 pretty much every day, you know, 8 out of 10, you know, on a bad day, you know, but getting it to the point where we have days that are 10 out of 10, and then once we do that, getting it consistently all the time like that. So that's something that just takes time. It's going to take years, you know, to get to that point. But as long as we're heading in that direction, it's a good thing.
Do you think you're going to play against Arizona, and is it important that you play?
You know, I don't know. They haven't talked to us about it, honestly. Usually, I think, what is today? Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually around today or tomorrow, they'll let us know those kind of things. I hope I do, you know, and that's up to the coaches. I don't think I've shown any signs of anything, you know, all off season and then now. So I hope that I'm out there, but we'll see. You know, that's when coach comes up and tells me, he'll let me know.
You will be out there without Donald on your – you haven't been out in the field without Donald protecting you.
That's funny. I really haven't, have I?
Yeah.
Wow. It'll be different in the fact that we haven't done that in a game yet, but it won't be different because we've been doing it all training camp. So, you know, and that's the thing, too, is in the off season as he – you know, as an older guy in his career, you know, they were giving him some time and letting some other guys develop at that spot. So, you know, it won't be something too new, you know, but it will be a little different.
Derek, you got a little taste of Eddie Vanderdoes a couple of days ago with Zach. Can you just talk about...
Well, he never brought me down, so, yeah.
But can you talk about what you see out of him as a rookie coming into the team?
Very explosive, great hands. He reminds me a lot of, you know, the way Tuck can get skinny and you know, shoot a gap. The way he plays with his hands, and if he gets beat the first time, he's going to counter again. If he gets beat, then he's going to counter again. You know, just his mind never stops. His motor never stops. And that kind of player inside, you know, with Bruce and Khalil rushing the outside, it's going to be a problem. It really is. And I'm really happy that we have him. And, you know, he didn't go to another AFC West team and let them add another pass rusher. Don't worry about anything but just playing hard. The production takes care of itself. Only thing that, honestly, I can't go out there and you know, control that, you know, I'm going to be able to throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. We can't control that. He can't control going out there and getting 5 sacks. But he can control his motor. He can control his effort and his preparation. So that's what I go to in every game. And I may sound like a broken record after some games, but that's all I think about. And, you know, that's just me. That's how I do things, and it's worked out, you know, so far.
What has stood out to you about Dwayne Washington thus far in camp?
Who? I'm sorry?
DeAndre Washington, sorry.
Oh, DeAndre. Yeah, he's doing a great job. You know, not only in running the football, obviously he had a good touchdown for us in the red zone period, but he's doing great things in pass protection. And for a guy of his stature, you know, usually you think a smaller guy, I don't know, but he's real stocky. He's strong. So when he gets his hands on guys, he does a pretty good job. So I think that I think he's had a phenomenal camp.
What are you seeing from Cordero Patterson as far as an athlete and what he can add to your offense?
Man, fast, super fast, super competitive, and he's fun to be around. You know, he's got crazy talent, like you said. You know, he's a crazy athlete. You know, it blows my mind sometimes thinking of guys that big that can run that fast. It's really weird. You know, it's not normal. So to add someone like that to the offense is a good thing.
Here, why is it that you're at your best in the fourth quarter?
Man, you know, I'm not sure. You know, I wish I could, you know, had a secret or something to tell somebody. It's just those moments. It's just you go back to your training. Like today, you know, we had a 2-minute drive and we didn't convert, right? TJ picked the ball off. But it's those moments right there where I just, okay, I'm on to the next one. It wasn't like I gave any less effort there than I did in New Orleans. You know, it wasn't like I tried to do the right footwork and put the right balls, you know, against a team like Carolina or Tampa Bay. It just, TJ made a great play. So understanding the process of everything, I go watch the film, I'll learn what I could do better, and then I'll just go to the next day and concentrate on that next time. So all of those things add up, and over time you just have so many reps at it that you just keep getting better.
Derek, why do you look so comfortable throwing to Crabtree?
He's got great hands. you know, I don't know. Why? I think he probably makes it look a little more comfortable than I do the way he catches the ball sometimes. But it's just, we're like, honestly, we get along like brothers. You know, we'll argue about something and then 30 seconds later, you know, talk about, all right, just throw me the ball, you know, kind of a thing. It's just, our relationship is so cool, it's so fun, because we're the same, super competitive. We both know how things should get done and how we want them done. And I think that that's what, you know, brings the best of us. I know I can rely on him no matter what.
Seth Roberts has had a really strong camp, and he kind of dropped off the end of last year. And I guess he was dealing with a physical issue that nobody really knew about.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen from him since camp started? I mean, like, he's pretty much been open and caught up with the drum.
Yes. it's the same thing that I tell everybody when we talk about our receivers. You know, they're like, oh, how's Crab? How's Coop? How's Cordero? How's Jared? I'm like, they're great, but so is Seth, you know. I don't know why he goes under the radar so much, but that man has made, as we know, game-winning catch after big-time play and all these things, and it's because he works his tail off. There's no secret. This man goes out there every single day. He puts in the extra work when no one's watching. He studies his stuff, and he asks me questions. He asks me all the time, Derek, how do you want this run? How do you want this thing's done? And when we can be on the same page, like we had a mishap today, again, me and Seth, and we just sat there and we talked it out, and then the next time we know exactly how we want to do it, so we don't have that in a real game. A
couple more for Derek, guys.
What are your impressions so far of EJ and Manuel?
Oh, yeah. I think EJ being here, it looks like he's having fun again. It looks like he's enjoying football. And I don't know how his situation was at his prior stop, but I can tell you he's having fun. And he was a first-round pick for a reason. I mean, we look at the guy and he's like, my goodness, he's huge. He can run. He can throw it a mile. You know, what's the problem? You know, you know, the guy's awesome. So being here with TD, myself, Connor, and Jake, and Nate, we have a great quarterback room. We keep it light. That is one thing. As long as I'm the quarterback, it's always going to be a light room because I want everyone to enjoy what they're doing. Now, we're going to grind. We're going to, you know, I'm going to ask some tough questions and those kind of things. I might ask too many questions, but I think that EJ's sitting in that room and having fun again. And you can see it when he comes out here because he'll complete a ball and you see the fist pump, you see the joy, and that's what it's about. I think that he's just having a good time playing football again with a good group of guys.
Derek, obviously no game action yet, but 10 camp practices in. How different does that offensive line feel? Two new starting tackles.
We got two of them, huh? Yeah, no, you guys are on it. That's how much I don't know, I got to do my job. I think that, I'm not going to lie, those guys have had great camps. I watch them go against Khalil and Bruce, it doesn't get much harder than that, than those two, right? You get some guys that are similar, right? But it's not going to be harder, you know, and they're doing a good job. I mean, obviously Khalil and Bruce, they're going to make their plays, but for the most part, they're giving me all the time I need to get the ball out of my hands. And you guys know I'm trying to get the ball out like that, so... I think that they've done a phenomenal job. So I really haven't noticed, oh my goodness, you know, Bruce is punching me in the back every time. It hasn't been like that.
The coaches feel like secondary in terms of communication is further ahead this year than it was the same time last year.
Yeah, it is.
I was going to ask you, is that something that you've sensed on the field, you can tell?
Yes, another example is perfect today. That last play where TJ jumped the ball, he wouldn't have jumped that last year. Like, you know, they're recognizing things faster. And that's why I just dropped back and threw it, you know. They wouldn't recognize it that quick. They wouldn't, be on top of their stuff. Sometimes we'd catch them slipping, miscommunicating, and then we'd go. And that's not a fault. That's just them learning how to play together. And that's us on offense. When we would start slow, it was because, oh, you said this? Oh, I thought you meant this. Well, now we know each other. You know, we've had time, we've played games with each other. Same thing with those guys. They've communicated. They talk. They're always together, always communicating. And as you just build that over the years, it's not going to happen like that. You know, it's never going to happen like that. So we have an organization that is very patient. They take their time, they develop us, and they let us grow together. And it's been really well for our secondary because you can see it. They're communicating. They're on top of stuff. They're there on every play, you know, with their hand right there on the receiver. So I think that they're poised to have a really good season.